All right, plugged in for the Crazz Files podcast with Adam and Jason Woodforth. And crazy times, Jason, in that to say the least. We're on Friday the 10th of February 2023. And Jason, you are the slipperiest, fastest character that I've ever spoken to. Getting a hold of you is a very difficult procedure indeed, because people love the podcast with you, and I always say Jason will be on tomorrow, he'll be on next week, he'll be on as that's all right, because, and then when you're okay, I'm busy. But you've had a lot of changes, and there's a lot going on that has been added on now to your life. That's wonderful, and it's really amazing experience, it seems like. But you're running on empty pretty much every day, and today as well. So what we're doing is to see if we can jump in on the mobile phone for a little bit of a podcast to go over the latest as we move into another year, because it probably disturbs you, mate, because you're so busy doing so many things and running around, which is good, you know, keeping yourself busy, keeping your mind active. But as you always say, you know, you've got to keep your eye on the system like a hawk. We've got to be aware, and awareness is the key. We've got to watch the system. So you're watching it as well, but you don't have any outlet, because everyone around is so bloody brainwashed, it's hard. This is a good outlet to jump on and talk about latest, because you always do a lot of great research. So we just make it happen when we fucking can. And today's the day, so all good. Plenty to discuss. I don't know where your head's at. I've been sending you a lot of stuff, but you've always got your own kind of ways you want to go. So anything on your radar?
Well, I want to go back in time to Novak Djokovic when he got disqualified from I think it was the US Open. And what got me with this was, I was watching, there's a news article about another tennis player that almost got suspended. And then they showed the one from the Joker from back 2 years ago, right? Now, the reason why I started looking at this was because I sent you down that picture of Novak doing all the one-eyed symbolism. Now, you know, Zach Hubbard, who I listen to and says that, you know, the world is scripted, especially the sports, the big sports and things, is you got to start and wonder, actually, is it really that scripted, or did God speak it into existence and that's how it's going to play out? And we think it's scripted, but this is actually playing out to God's master plan. I don't know. But currently the Joker is on 33 Grand Slams with 11 losses, 22 wins. So you've got your 11, 22, and 33. They're the most three and most important numbers in the whole of Freemasonry, right? So getting back to this US Open, he got disqualified for hitting this woman, this lineswoman, in the throat by the looks of whatever she's grabbing herself, right? And I've gone, hang on a second, let's replay him hitting that ball again. He hit the ball on a downward trajectory and very soft, and this woman's gone down for the count, needing medical assistance, right? Now, this was also done during the lockdown when there was no crowds, so they could make this play out the way they needed to. Because there's the other saying is that they've got to work out where they want the ritual to actually end. And so therefore, they've got to make sure that he doesn't win this game or that game. It doesn't win too many, doesn't win not enough, et cetera. So, and I just rewound and rewound that footage and went, no friggin' way did that ball smash into that woman and do what they reckon it did. No way. So that was a whole setup. And again, is sports scripted? I tell you what, look at that footage. You're going to say it's just possible. It's just so possible it's not funny. Now, the other one is LeBron James just passed the all-time scoring record. And Zach did a breakdown of this, which was just crazy. There was 38s in it everywhere. He needed to score 36 to make the record, and that's a high score in a game at the best of times by an individual. He got that, and remember, 36, 36s is 666. And then he finished on 38. He also made the record 3,883 days, I think it was, since he last won they won in 2012. There was another 38. You're just going to say, how is that possible unless it's scripted, or did God speak this all into existence and it's happening and playing out as per his script? I don't know. But What else do I have for no, that was it. That was a Joker one I just wanted to bring up. And just again, people, if you haven't seen all the one-eyed symbolism on from the Joker, you just type it in. I'm sure you'll find it. And the other interesting thing, Adam, is he's called Novak, and he's the one that got Novax. Was it also scripted that many years ago that that's why they called him Novak? And again, there's a meme that came out the other day with the Joker on. I think it was it was with one-eyed symbolism. He said, "When we need a hero, we will find one for them." There you go.
That's right.
And that's coming from the Freemason handbook. That's coming from the Jesuits. That's coming from those that rule the world. When they need something to happen, they'll make it happen. And you know, as I use Zach again, as he keeps pointing out. Why are all these massive 7-foot basketballers and a lot of them not knowing their father? And they all get, a lot of them get born in the same hospital as well, which is very interesting. But that's my sort of off radar, off track thing today.
The whole tennis thing, yeah, it was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And we did, I did send you one article, the guy, German, is he? Maybe there's a website there, and he's really good breaking that down. Which is, it was kind of exactly what you were saying before right. that, anyway, about the tennis. Yeah,
yeah.
And I just can't remember the name of the website.
Is it a BitChute one?
No, it's the guy in Europe. He's a big bodybuilder guy. He does the
yes. I'm signed up to him. I'm signed up to him. Yes, yeah, yep.
Bertram or something like that. Yeah, yeah. It's quite a good website. He always breaks down all the numbers and stuff. But it's an interesting one, Novak. Yeah, that was really the whole hero thing. I don't know. I got a bit suspect on that as well.
Yep.
So obviously a good one to break down, but it's not going to make people too popular because people just love him so much. Because he didn't get the jabs and he stood up for what he believed in, which is probably true as well. He's a great player and a champion and everything. So I can see the love and respect and support for him. But you always got to look at the numbers, don't you? And what they're trying to really tell us or show us. So it's unbelievably strange times. I thought last year was how strange can it get? But this year's getting real odd. There's a whole lot happening, which we can break down as well. Anything more on your radar?
Well, no, I just want to remind people. Actually, number one, we're still here and this is not going away. There's still mask restrictions here in Brisbane. There's still mask restrictions around the world and country. There's still media giving us figures of COVID things. So this is still here. There's still empty spots in Woolies and Coles and supermarkets of toilet paper and also of food. So they're still, you know, keeping us at right there, just going, oh shit, look, that's out. Oh no. So still keeping us in that panic mode to make sure that we think that this is all happening. Here in Australia, we've got interest rate rises have gone up to about 4% now in 8 months. My home loan went from $3,000 a month to $4,100. Where's that $1,100 going each month? That's going to the RBA. What does the RBA need money for when they print money? And apparently that brings inflation down. Well, it's been 8 or 9 months now, Adam, and I haven't seen my diesel come down. I haven't seen fucking my electricity. I haven't seen fucking jack shit coming down because inflation is a fucking lie. It's a lie and it's there to enslave us. Remember, interest is the most evil thing in the world because you can never pay it back. You just can't ever pay it back. You think you can, but there's a worldwide thing. You can never pay it back worldwide because interest is just, it's money printed out of thin air and you can't pay it back. And that's the root of all evil. There does not need to be inflation per se, as in rising wages and rising this and rising that. Without interest, everything would be the same as 100 years ago. You'd still be 20 cents for this, 20 cents for that, 20 cents, 10 cents, 1 cent, 1 cent. All those 1 cent dollars we used to get as kids back in the 70s, that'd still be 1 cent today. But it's only inflation that drives it up. And that's interest, caused by interest. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, just remind people that they've been doing this to us for a long time. And just go back in time and think the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, if you have a look at pictures of that, you can see that that was not a truck bomb. It went to the very top floor, evenly took out the building the way it did. Have a look at it. It was an absolute setup from the inside. Timothy McVeigh, he did the bombing. His name equals 201 in Gematria. Remember, there was Event 201. Bill Gates' name is 201. Jorge Mario Bergoglio, the Pope's name is 201. He lives in Suite 201. 201 and 56 were the two big numbers for this ritual coronavirus. Just straight out, 56 and 201. Toilet paper, 201. Anthony Fauci, 201. The governor of California, his name's 56. And he said in 8 weeks, what's 8 weeks? 56 days, that 56% of people would be infected with COVID. How could you be so precise, 56%? And we know when they say our modeling shows, their modeling's never right because their modeling's just, it's just crack numbers. Actually, crack. Yeah, maybe the eagle are on crack.
Yeah.
And then I go to the 9/11. We know 9/11 was absolute bullshit. We're going to go to the weapons of mass destruction. And, you know, Bush made he was doing a speech, George Bush Jr., and at the it was a night, an evening gala thing, right? And he goes, yeah, and how about those weapons of mass destruction? Jeez, where are they? And all the evil elite laugh with him. You know, because even Hillary said in a in an inquiry, she said we had 16 of the best agencies tell us there was WMDs. Wow, your 16 best agencies are pretty clueless then. You know, she just admitted right there and then that, you know, there was never going to be ones because if they knew they were there, where were they? You know, like it's as simple as that. They invaded Iraq on a lie, right? Then we get January 6th insurrection last year. Yeah, that insurrection was absolute bullshit at the Capitol building. There's just no way that would have happened unless it was allowed to happen. As simple as that. I could go on a list of all the things. Ukraine war, bullshit. Oh, now Zelensky has made a surprise visit to the UK Parliament. A surprise visit. You're not making a surprise fucking visit. And why is he over there? Then he was in the USA Congress. All the leaders are coming over to him. He's getting Oscar awards from Sean Penn. Bono's doing concerts for him. It's just utter bullshit. Just utter bullshit what's going on. Unbelievable. And now they're bringing back the MH370 missing plane. They're doing an investigation on that. They know where the plane is. They know exactly where the plane is. Unbelievable.
It's mockery. And the balloon, the spy balloon.
Oh, the spy balloon. It was not a spy balloon. It was not a spy balloon.
It's crazy. Yeah. It is crazy. And going back to the tennis as well, why was Bill Gates watching Novak play? You know, people say, oh, it's the ultimate revenge too, you know, like because Bill Gates, the biggest pusher of the mRNA jabs in the world, you know, and everything, you know, he's watching an unjabbed player wipe everybody from the tournament and win it. And it's like the ultimate revenge. But you kind of think, why is he there watching that at that time? You know, so that was an interesting one as well. I think, that's why I said it's so strange, some of the things coming up. I was just looking at our messages because I was trying to find a website, and I found that. Because you confirmed this as well from Deagle.com. It was the projection of Australia's population.
Yep.
And it just talks about the size of Australia and everything in the Deagle, and population 23 million. What is it, 2015? But it's just weird. People were putting this up and it says 12 million population projected by 2025.
Now, Adam, they've changed the Deagle website and taken that information off.
I've got what looks to be the original screenshot of it.
Yeah, so I've got a screenshot of the USA and also the Australian one. And I'm glad you shared with me. And people, if you don't know what Deagle is, it's a military website that forecasts a lot of things within each country. And one of the forecasts is expenditure of GDP, just lots of things, but also population. And there's literally no population. There is a couple that go upwards slightly, but the world population overall for 2025 goes from 8 billion back down to, I think it's 6 or 7, Adam. I just can't remember the full figure for that. The interesting thing is that I've got a screenshot of the Australian one at 15 million. So my thing is, how do they get it wrong twice? How do you update the population? You go, okay, we've got 23 million people here now. Yeah, we're going to get 12. No, we're going 32. Wouldn't you think? And it was a typo. So instead of putting 32, they put in 12, right? No, because then I went and redid it, and it's 15. And they did the same thing with America. I've got a screenshot with 56 million. My screenshot thing is 100 million. And this bloke puts up a screenshot of 56 million, or, you know, 56 all numbers. And I've gone, holy shit balls. You don't get this shit wrong once, let alone twice. This is the working document. And really, that's the number of people that are going to be left in the world in 2025. They've got to knock off a good couple of billion as one of their markers in 2025 on the road to 2030.
Yeah.
2025 is a check marker, and get ready for these people who have taken the jabs. Sadly, if someone on here has taken it, oh, look, just work out what you can do, because I don't know whether or not any of those jabs were safe. And as Bill Gates said, we need 2 years exemption, because I don't know what's going to happen in 2 years after taking the shot. The Pfizer boss said, well, we don't know what's going to happen in the next four. He said that in 2021, so that leads up beautifully to 2025. Get ready, people. And we know just so many people have died suddenly. I personally ran into someone and they said, I'm back and working the business because my husband died suddenly. And I was like, my jaw hit the ground. I like it. That was local, 50 Ks from my home.
There's heaps. And, but it definitely seems to be coming after boosters. So people who are getting boosters are going down pretty quick. Those who have had one or two, we don't know. We just can't we can't tell, because you know, if they have small amounts of this technology in them, yeah, as you said, and the AstraZeneca guy said Descomo as well, you know, in 5 years if people start dropping like flies, we can't be held accountable. So that's up to you if you want to bring them in, give them to people, so they wipe their hands with it. And just to go back, I found that article. Is it I don't know how to spell his, pronounce his name, Joachim Bartol?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, Bartol, official is a website, and it is the world stage puppet. Novak Djokovic wins 10th Australian Open and 22nd Grand Slam for a total record of 22-11-33. And he just breaks all that down. It's really interesting to have a look at the numbers if you're into gematria. And I did post that, so it's on the Kras Files website for folks to have a look at. And also there's some other things in there. Australia, you've been played. Djokovic, the Joker, is a Freemason, is a recipient of the Order of Saint Sava, and the Order of Caradore's Star, and the Order of the Republica Spriska, all Freemason orders, bred for purpose. You awake, and you can see him there with the Freemason things on and stuff. So, and as well, you talked about the images of him doing with the one eye, and his tie-ups with the World Economic Forum, and of course Bill Gates at that specific moment watching him play. It's just strange.
I think
we would have to be very suspicious about this kind of stuff, especially in the sporting world that's going on. And what they're doing to the masses right now, it is really crazy. And I think the other one, obviously, I don't know if you got into it or not. I would bring it up here because I sent you some. Probably a big talking point for me for the week was the satanic unholy Grammy performance presented by Pfizer.
Now,
I saw the ad that it was coming up on Channel 9 or something, because they want everyone to watch it. And I'm talking a couple of seconds watching that ad, and I was like, this year's Grammy Awards is going to be over the top. But I don't watch it, so I'm just going off bits and pieces that I'm reading and people are sharing. But what I did watch, holy crap. This is a real big shift now with what these people are doing. if you want to call them people. But I covered it on the Night Watch podcast over the last couple of nights anyway. It was really, really weird.
Adam, I've just brought up photos from the 2023 Grammys, and oh my goodness.
You haven't had a chance to get into it yet?
No, I heard about it. And I know they do the satanic rituals at, you know, at the halftime Super Bowls, the Grammys and the whatnot.
Oh, this was beyond.
Right.
The TV executive from CBS or whatever it was, he messaged Sam Smith.
Yes.
You know, the guy, he messaged him, let's get ready to, what was it? You go on, Jason. I'll worship. That's what he said. Let's get ready to worship.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's get ready to worship. And it's sponsored by Pfizer, but they've claimed that they weren't an official sponsor, that they're not specific sponsors of any individual acts, but that has now been confirmed. Pfizer actually, that they're actually involved in that event. So here they are. And this has changed.
Do you know February 5th was the 36th day of the year? 36.
There you go.
And that Sam Smith, I mean, you sent me, until you sent me that video clip, I didn't know who Sam Smith was. I didn't know him from a bar.
Me neither. I'd never heard of the guy.
Yeah.
I never, ever heard of that guy. And there's the video clip, the new video clip I sent you, and then this hit. And the video clip that I sent you was the first time I've ever seen this guy. He's just a fat guy up there making a video clip where they're all simulating being peed on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is debauchery on steroids, but he's popped up at the Grammy Awards on purpose. They've put him up there with another
chain. 100%.
And they've done this satanic, bizarre display, but it's almost like mocking Satanism or the devil. You know what I mean? It's like they're mocking themselves as well. That's the thing they do.
Well, they may be under mind control, and they don't know they are actually mocking themselves. But, man, just the pictures, let alone trying to see the performance, because you can see all the red and the devil horns. Mm. Oh, my goodness. Oh, they've gone next level. Next level at this Grammys. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Watch the videos. And Kim Petras. And these two were used in it. But, yeah, very, very unbelievable. And they're obviously pushing the boundaries of what they can do. I mean, this was not a slap in the face to Christians. If you're looking at the United States, this was spitting in their face. I mean, what are people going to think of the United States after watching something like this? Really is insane. And they said it was going to be unholy. They didn't hide what they did. They came out with intent to do it. But this was one of the most unbelievable events that I think I've ever seen.
The outfits that the people were wearing, that woman in the blue thing that was just straps and something around her tits. I mean, for crying out loud, what was that? I mean, she's fat, overweight. It's the last thing you'd be wearing. I mean, what was that Grammys?
Yeah, and this wasn't where, you know, sometimes they do them and then they just kind of mix things in, like they're subtle. This was from the get-go, because the people instantly went to Twitter and everywhere, and people are saying, here, you know, are instantly watching this. There's satanic transsexuals everywhere. This is just pathetic. What a sad cry for attention. And Hollywood and America have been conquered by this cult, you know. Transgender satanic Grammy performance. Brought to you by Pfizer. It wasn't just a little bit. It was absolutely over the top. And I sent you a video last night with the latest one with Dale Holmes. It's pretty good. He breaks down some things and he talks about the false god and how they're moving the masses from the dark to the light, but it's still controlled. This is why we're getting all these fake idols now. But they know humanity's waking up, so they're controlling that wake up. That we're seeing, that people are feeling by giving us these false idols. So they're controlling the dark and they're controlling the light, or us going back. They can't actually do that, you know, ultimately, but they're going to try. And I think that's what we're seeing with the Kanye West and all these false idols they're offering up now. But the debauchery here, and it's just beyond belief. They're not hiding it anymore. I mean, families and children are watching those awards. Those are supposed to be music awards. That's what I'm saying. This is not music anymore. This is extremely, extremely bent. They are openly worshipping some kind of devil up there, and they're just mocking each other and mocking everybody, and they're just doing all this disgusting stuff. It's really unbelievable. That's how low the music industry is now. Fat perverts peeing on each other and shit. I mean, you're kidding me? And doing all this is really crazy. And so I myself have to look into it and go over it, because I did cover the Carl Stefanovic video yesterday as well, which Dale did. And this was from the Today program. And I sent you that screenshot because the weather was 33 degrees in that place. But, you know, he's got Carl Stefanovic, and the Cauldron Pool did a really good article because they showed the Today host, Carl Stefanovic, and his sidekicks, what they were saying just a year ago with lockdowns or whatever, how they were pushing the jabs and getting jabs, and you have to get jabs, and telling people it was the only thing to protect you, and it stops transmission, and you have to get them. They were absolutely out of their minds. And now here's Carl Stefanovic saying he's not getting any more vaccines because he's hearing about so much heart-related problems and inflammation and myocarditis and pericarditis on national television. So he's saying, I'm not getting any more. And he's got a doctor up on there on national television saying, if you get boosters, it's only going to protect you for a few weeks, and then you're going to go back to nothing again. You know, obviously there's no virus, but hasn't that been a massive change on TV itself, where now they're telling you not to get them, and the TV hosts who were pushing them just a few months ago are now up there saying, I don't want any more. Everyone's having heart attacks. I'm finished. I'm done with them.
Yeah.
And then here they are building facilities to manufacture Moderna products in Queensland and in Melbourne.
Yeah.
They're building these multi-million dollar facilities to manufacture more mRNA shots. But you look at the statistics of how many Australians who have had three or four, it's what, 3 out of 10? And the doctor said on the show, if they offer another number five booster this winter, there are people that just keep getting them. They just want them. But most of the people, it'll probably be one or two out of 10 people in this country who actually get a fifth. So people don't want them. Every single person that I speak to said, I'm done. I've had two. And he said that, Stefanovic, the rat, he said that on live television. He said, I've had my two, and most people say they've had their two doses. That's what they were told to do. And now they're done and they don't want any more. So very, very strange times, mate. What we're seeing now, how the system is almost purposely, they're like exposing themselves, what they've done, but they're making a mockery of it too. It's really crazy.
Well, making a mockery of it is what they do. Like, they flip-flop the messaging, which keeps the cult members bamboozled and just do whatever you fucking say, I'll just do. If you change your mind, that's fine. I'll just go with your change. Just whatever. I just want to watch the football and eat my hot dog. That's the problem. And, you know, like, there's still people, and I know you've seen them as well, there's still people wearing masks. I mean, I watch people every day. And some of them in the worst settings, in the best settings, not to wear a mask, which is outdoors on your own, walking down the fucking sidewalk, you got a mask on. I mean, that is the dumb of dumb. That's retarded beyond retarded. And that's not having to go at people who are actually retarded due to situations. Just retarded. I'm sorry. It's a word I use.
Well, I did send you the article, the Daily Mail. Ugly people are more likely to continue wearing face masks because the study suggests, you know. I did bring that up. You know, awkward people who are not comfortable with the way they look, they might continue to wear those.
But I can see the ones wearing them. You look at them, and just the way they go about their business. You're just going, you really think there's a fucking virus out there? You dumb as batshit ass, dumb ass.
They still do. It's the oldies, though. It's the oldies.
Yes.
I was just grabbing a bit of shopping today, and it is in a – it's just because I had to do some drop-offs. And it's in an area I don't normally go, but it's a shopping center where there's a lot of retirees, and there are all these old grannies and old guys. They're walking around with the masks on. They're all, most other people don't have them. I couldn't see anyone else with them. It's just, yeah. It's all the oldies. But wouldn't you think when they're so close to the end, they'd be living their life? I would assume that it would be the young people who are really healthy and very ego-driven and obsessed with their bodies and how they look and going out and trying to get partners and stuff, that they would be the ones doing all this because they would be have so much to live for. But if you're 85, 90 years old, you could have a day, a minute a day, a couple of months left of your life. Why aren't they just enjoying their lives? They've made it this far. And they're the ones who, they're being scammed by the medical system. The doctors are recommending it. The doctors are telling them to do this because they go to the doctors and the medical centers all the time. They live there instead of living their life. That's what they do, and they convince them into this bullshit.
Yeah, remember, Adam, dementia is a big thing in this country, right? So, the oldies are losing their marbles slowly. And when they do, they can get so easily scared by just one campaign. Just that's all it takes. Actually, what I read the other day, you can convince a lie within seconds using media, but to unconvince it and tell the truth is sometimes the most impossible thing to do. And just flip-flop, change back to what the truth is. Because once you've set the lie up, and people buy lies easier than they buy the truth, it's just crazy. And then there was another big banner. I don't know if you sent me this. There's a big banner somewhere around the country somewhere with a picture of a person wearing a mask. And along the top it goes, would you take your stupid mask off because it hasn't protected you from anything? And let's face it, they said the masks don't stop the virus because it's smaller than the actual holes that make up the mask. And on the bottom of the thing it says, and you look bloody stupid, or it's embarrassing the way you look. You're embarrassing yourself the way you look wearing one. Whatever it was, I was going to print that out and just, every time I went somewhere, just stick one up on a wall here, stick one up on a wall there. Oh, man, fucking dumbass people. Oh.
It's amazing, isn't it? And they don't have the foresight or the brains to understand that part of the agenda's over.
Yeah,
it's the great global reset. That was just one part of it, and that's finished. Even the government are saying, we're not bringing it back. It's not happening anymore. You don't have to. Yeah. And there's still a lot of people are still continuing to wear this, so it's going to be interesting times. We'll finish up today just with a quick opinion on your end.
Yeah.
Obviously, this false flag in Queensland, the Wyambilla shooting with Gareth Train, that they attached to the Truth of Movement. What we're seeing now this year, and this one was from The Guardian, is that Albanese is flagging an overhaul of Australia's counter-terror laws to combat the real threat of right-wing extremism. And according to Albanese and his government, the real extremists are actually sovereign citizens. So that's the extreme, that's the terrorist threat now, and also all this people in the Truth of Movement, anti-vaxxers. This is, and I watched the video with him, he didn't answer any questions, he just, typical politician, he jumped around it. But this is to do with the PSYOP in Queensland, with the police, with the puppy dogs and the evil terrorists who were connected with, social media or anti-vaxxers and stuff, jumping out of the woods and killing them and laughing and all of this that happened. They're going to what looks like overhaul our counter-terrorism laws in this country to add in sovereign citizens and people who they say are anti-vaxxers and just people in the freedom and truth of movement. And usually when they do these, because you've been in politics in the Liberal Party, when they do this and they change these laws and they bring in these new legislations, they're usually so broad-ranging that you need months to go through it because they don't actually say what they mean. It could mean anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is dangerous for me because you'll be sort of, once they do this, you'll be like, well, who is defined as a terrorist or a potential terrorist? And they're talking about lone wolves and all of this that they're worried about and all this. And as you said as well, we were chatting about that, they're looking to restrict the gun ownership as well and bring in more of that. But we've been disarmed anyway, but they want to go further. What's your thoughts on that? Okay, on the overhauling the counterterrorism laws? That's a scare thing to scare people off from talking, or you think they'll do this and get away with it?
Well, Adam, one of the things they're doing is they're bringing in a national gun register. Now, really, I wouldn't worry about that because we've already got a gun register per state. All that means is that every state can see the other state and it's just one register for the whole country. But what they do is they put in other legislation under it and don't tell you about it. And this is where the senators and the opposition have to really be mindful of going through the whole lot of legislation. And go, hang on, see here on page 18? I don't think so. But we don't get told what's on page 18. We don't get told what's on any other page. It's just under the guise of what sounds good. But there'll be so much more, as you've mentioned, because I'm not aware of them putting sovereign citizens as classed as terrorists. But they brought this sovereign citizen thing to the fore because they want to make us look like nut jobs. And also, I'm pretty sure we don't want to be sovereign either. I listened to one guy's argument, and you just want to be you. You don't want to be sovereign. I just can't remember what the argument was, but I'm pretty sure it made sense. And at the end of the day, I just want to be me. I'm not sovereign. I'm just me. Actually, let me look up just quickly the definition of sovereign. Sovereignty meaning, let's get it exact. Supreme power or authority. No, well, I'm not the supreme power or authority.
They're trying to tie that into the whole na Nazi white power kind of extremism thing as well, yeah.
Well, see, sovereign, a supreme ruler, especially a monarch. No, I don't want, and there's the point. I don't want to be supreme because I don't want to have power over you. I haven't got authority or power over you because you are man, I am man. We're human, we're equal. And, that's just it. So this bring up the word sovereign, I think also, because I'm pretty sure in the circles I'm with, we don't use the word sovereign. But I just wonder whether these are ones of the setup ones, but I'm just not too sure whether these have been set up because remember, they'll set things up as well. Like you go back to the George Floyd thing, that was just a total setup with that knee on his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, which is exactly how long. No, that's when the first plane crashed into the World Trade Center at 8:46 a.m. We had that copper in Melbourne. Remember, he grabbed that girl by the neck. And did you just watching and saying, like, there's no way you're doing that. The girl's like 15. She's smaller than you by a shitload. You're not going to be doing what you've just done. So they'll get cops to do this. I don't know whether they get the cops to do it under my control, or whether I just don't know, or whether just pure evil. But they're doing things that are set up, and that thing at the shooting at Wai, wherever it was in Queensland, just total setup. The number of people calling that out the next day, I've never seen anything like it. Just never seen so many people question the story. That story doesn't make any sense. Did this really happen? Now, if it happened, did someone actually die? Like, did they actually put some CIA people inside the house? Or those people, were they real people and put them under mind control? I don't know. I wasn't there. But again, the story made no sense. It's as simple as that. So, Adam, just buyer beware of what legislation's going before with Albanese, because there'll be the stuff they don't tell us about, which will be the stuff to worry about.
Yeah, we do at least have some pretty good MPs and federal politicians
We do
in our
actually.
government. There is there's a whole bunch, and Senator Antic and many others are at least speaking out, and Pauline Hanson and Malcolm Roberts, whether you like him or not, they are saying something.
That
There's a
Jared guy.
whole bunch of them. Yeah, and there's a lot of lower there's a lot of them in there, and we would hope that this just doesn't make it through, because I think what you're saying there, that's just what they're trying to do. They want to shut people up. Information is being shared so quickly now and so fast on Telegram and everything, they can't stand it. So that's what they want to stop. This from Mondac website, Australia sovereign citizens, a burgeoning breed of domestic terrorists.
There you go.
So some of the language coming out of the media, well, they're basically trying to say, if you think for yourself and you go your own way, you have your own mindset, you live your own life, and you want your own things, and you don't watch media and you don't buy the government narratives and all of this, that you're some kind of terror threat now. And so I think that this is it's just showing how desperate they are. They're getting way, way, way desperate here because they're trying to stop the amount of information that's being shared, not just here, but all over the world. And as you said, as soon as they do these events, it's being questioned with a fine-tooth comb, and everyone's putting it everywhere. And so it's the system doesn't like it. So it's this is the year, though. This is the year where they're going to try and criminalize free speech, though. I'm just wondering if it's going to go through, if they'll allow that in this country. Looking at what they've already done and what Andrews did with those police forces, it doesn't nothing would shock me now. Because look what they did. That's what I want people to remember. Look what they did. That has been done. That is an example of what things are now. So don't be complacent. These people, there's no laws. This is now rogue in this country. And it is going to be really interesting. Year, anything you want to finish on?
Nah, man, I'll just repeat what I say every time. I've already said it. We're still here. This is not going away.
Still here, all right.
Yeah.
No, it's not going away. Not going away. When did you say we were first still here?
Oh, I said when we were first still here, it's not going away. We have to be here 2 years at least.
2 years ago on this
at
podcast.
At least 2 years.
You said, I guarantee you in like 2 years, in 2023 or whatever, I'll be saying we're still here. Boy, we're still here. There's people still in masks. What a crazy, crazy trip this is. Unbelievable, Jason. And before we go, one of the common themes I've been going over lately is I really do believe now that we're creating our own reality. I think that our life now is like a projection of our true selves, our consciousness. And I think that whatever this is, whatever this system is, whatever we are dealing with, it's been here since we've been here. So it's been here with us. I think it's a part of us. And whatever is going on here, we are being clearly engineered in such a way where it is putting this propaganda and fear and stuff into us. And then we are projecting it back out and creating the reality that we see now. And I think that once we can stop this and get onto this, we can create this better picture and more positive sort of thing. I think that it's us. At the end of the day, mate, I think that we're doing it. Mm. You know, when I see people walking around in masks and stuff, I just think these people are just absolutely gone. There's no way we can make things better and move on when you're wearing a mask. It's absolutely crazy. So this whole time, we've done it to ourselves. We went and got the injections. We put the masks on. We said yes to this tyranny. You know, we locked ourselves down. Everything that they've told us to do, they haven't forced anyone to do anything. We did it. And we have created this reality around us, and that's what's being done to us. We have to wake up to this, and we have to wake up to it quick, because we're being used to basically kill ourselves in a way, or enslave ourselves. And I think people need to start looking at this very seriously. So we'll talk about this more as we move on, and there's always lots to discuss. But we'll plug out today. Everything's up on the website, cresfiles.com. Enjoy. Jason, I made my members $8 because I'm struggling too heavily, so I decided to put it to $8 Australian, and most folks have been good with that, and that will really help me to continue this year. I just can't get anywhere with the $5, and so it is going to be a lot easier. So everything's working on the website really well. There's a lot of traffic there. The podcasts are going well. Everyone can get on there. It's a big open public website, but if you want to support me and just help me do things like this with Jason and keep all this going, you can become a member for that $8 Australian a month, and there's a great members area as well. So just log in there and have a look and contact me through the website. I'll put Jason's info in if you want to contact him and say hi on social media, and see if you can grab him. he's a busy man. Busy man. Incredible times, buddy. Unbelievable. Yeah, Adam, and here we are still going.
Yeah, and Adam, if I can give you a plug, mate, to the listeners, is that, look, if you do listen to Adam's work, please support him. You don't have to, but, you know, could you please be nice? I support some truth channels because I listen to them, and so therefore I support them. I can't support every single one of them, but if you're not supporting any and you happen to listen to Adam's stuff, please support him. It'd be really nice, you know, because there are costs. He hasn't paid anything. I don't get paid or anything, but I know he's not doing, you know, he's not making a million out of this. He's just trying to support himself in regards to putting this work out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's going to cost me about $450 in the next month just to keep it going with the hosting and everything. And you're on with me, so That's why you're not supporting this network.
Of course, we put your work out and everything.
Yeah, but yeah, there's a lot of people doing different things and different ways, and you just got to do what you're good at. But the support, yeah, it really helps us to continue into the year, especially with what they're doing now, and wanting to shut us up so badly. So we need to continue getting our voice out to the public, and websites and podcasts are one of the best ways of doing it. So we move forward into another year, 2023, mate, and things are speeding up. It's already going into March, I feel like. I haven't even been able to properly comprehend what happened to us over the last couple of years, but we're still here. We're not jabbed. We're still okay. We're navigating through. Our listeners are still here. It's just fear, folks. It's all been about fear, a big giant game of fear, and they're getting us to do this to ourselves. So good stuff. Good stuff, man. Good chatting with you today about all the latest topics, and we'll be back again on the next one.
Look forward to it, mate. Peace out.